The National Cotton Council has just released the results of their early season planting intentions survey. For the Cotton Belt as a whole, it showed an increase of 6% from the 2015 numbers, putting all U.S. cotton acreage at a projected 9.1 million acres. The council's president and CEO, Dr. Gary Adams, joins us to break down the results.
When we look across the belt, though, we do certainly see some differences by region. If we start in the southeast, that region as a whole actually shows a little bit of a decline in acres going to plant. 2.1 million acres, which is down about 5% from where we were. And even when we drill down into the states in the southeast region, we see some differences. Alabama and Florida producers indicated they were going to increase their plantings, where when you look at the Carolinas, they indicated a decline in cotton area for this year, and in some cases, around 15% fewer acres. I think in part that reflects some of the challenges they faced with last year's harvest. They went through some very challenging weather conditions. It reduced yields as well as quality, and I think it put a lot of those producers in a very tenuous financial position heading into 2016.
If we move to the Mid-South, the council saw the five states all call for more acres of cotton this year than they did last year.
I think, though, that's really more a reflection of the fact that while cotton prices are not any better than they were a year ago and still not attractive to growers, they've improved relative to the main competing crops of corn and soybeans. Namely, corn and soybean prices are down compared to a year ago.
In the Southwest, the survey showed a bit of an increase in area.
We see an increase in Kansas, Oklahoma. Parts of Texas are flat to declining from where they were a year ago, but South Texas, we're seeing growers indicate more acres of cotton, and I think that's due in large part to the fact that last year they were not able to plant as much cotton as they intended because of extremely wet conditions at planting time.
Adams anticipates more acres of upland cotton and more acres of Pima, or extra-long staple cotton, in the western states of the belt.
I think in part what's coming into play there is, particularly as we talk about California, is there's better expectations for water availability as they've had a wetter winter.
Adams closes with the factors that he believes will ultimately affect the final numbers.
Obviously, weather, as we go through the growing season, is going to affect what our final crop size will be, but based off this planted acreage, and if we assume normal abandonment and average yields for the U.S., we anticipate a crop of about 14 million bales.